mugs, books, and more. Jack Andrea, Kenosha's hometown store since 1911.
Welcome to Generation Now, the show by and for millennials. I'm Troy McDonald. Today we are dedicating this show to Lincoln Middle School, and here's why. A few weeks ago, I was asked to speak at their career day, and so instead of just rambling on about radio and media, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build like a mock radio station and interview the kids. And so you're going to hear those interviews very shortly. But first, in order to kind of set the stage for this, I wanted to speak to the principal of Lincoln Middle School, who is here right now, Starlin Daly. Starlin, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about Lincoln and of course, the wonderful place it is.
So talk about how you got to Lincoln.
So I have been at Lincoln. This is my sixth year. I'm completing my sixth year. The position opened up. There was a retirement, and I was asked to come to Lincoln. And I was thrilled when I was asked because definitely Lincoln is the diversity here at Lincoln. It was just something that really I was drawn to. You know, I'd heard great things about the staff and the work that they were doing with the students. And so I happily accepted the offer to come over to Lincoln. And so I'm completing my sixth year, and it has been a journey. Loving it every day.
Let's talk about the perception of Lincoln from the community's standpoint. Mm-hmm. I was a Lincoln Middle School alum. I went to Lincoln.
I didn't know that.
Yes. So it was like going home to give the career day. I was literally sitting in those same seats. Being able to be in that position to speak to them was amazing. But I asked the kids, and you'll hear this later on, audience, you'll hear this later on. I asked them, what do you wish the community knew about Lincoln that they don't? What are the misconceptions that people have? And every student said to me, people think this is a ghetto school. They think that it's not a valuable school or that it's dangerous. And every kid refuted that. They said, I love Lincoln. The teachers are great. They help me when I have a bad day. It's just amazing. And I think we have a responsibility in this community. And if you don't like this, I don't care. To be responsible for the energy we put out, because mm-hmm. kids receive that energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to hear your take, as you are the leader of this school, and the kids in this building have such a different perception than what adults might have on the outside.
Right. Yeah. So that is, you know, we are. It's a constant. We constantly are kind of battling against that perception of Lincoln. What we try to do is stay positive. We try to get out the positive things that are happening at Lincoln. You know, when we're doing, and there are many great things that happen here. We just finished up our Walk for Cancer, which is an annual event, and we get our parents involved in that. And I mean, it's a big thing. And so we try to get the word out about all the amazing things happening at Lincoln, because I feel that if we can kind of tell people what's going on and show them what's going on here and how great our students are and the staff are, that that what people, the perception will slowly change. And I know it's something that there was, you know, this perception of Lincoln is something that over time has developed. I just wish that people would really give Lincoln a chance and, you know, when you see the great things in the newspaper or you hear about those things, talk about those things too to people in your community. And when you hear, that school is a hard school and it's, the kids are bad or whatever, I would hope that you talk about that positive energy and how the energy that we put out there that kids pick up on. And that's true for adults as well. So if we're putting out that positive energy to the adults and even children that we talk to about Lincoln, then people will begin to receive that too, I think.
Right. And one of the things that Mrs. C, who was my kind of coordinator for the room, shout out to you. You were so nice to me and so kind. She told me that one of the things that eighth graders now have to do at Lincoln is, and this is one of the ways that you're bridging the gaps between parental involvement and community involvement, is that parents have to come in now with their eighth graders before they graduate to say, what's your plan for your soon-to-be high schooler?
Yeah.
So you're having all of these different programs and procedures in place to address some of the issues that are there. But the kids, they were excited about science, technology, math, not my specialties, but the light in their eyes. One student came up to me afterwards and she said, can I really be anything? And I said, absolutely you can. If you work hard, I said, it's not going to be easy, but if you work hard and you believe it. And so the fact that there are voices in that are like myself or a Lincoln alum who can go back and help these kids provide some new insights, absolutely incredible. And the work that you're doing is even more so. You're doing the work that is unseen and unheard sometimes by a lot of people, but the tone is set from the top.
Well, it takes a village, and I have a group of staff members and families that are dedicated and committed to our children here at Lincoln and really providing great learning opportunities and helping them to be successful. So it takes all of us to do that.
Starlyn Daly, the principal at Lincoln Middle School, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. And I am excited for the rest of the segment.
Yes, and thank you. You set up my Tosh. You're taking my job now. Not only are you a great principal, goodness. Stay tuned, folks. When we come back right after this short break, you're going to hear directly from the Lincoln Middle Schoolers that gave me such an amazing perspective about our future. We are in some really, really good, smart hands. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Generation Now. You're listening to Generation Now. I'm Troy McDonald. We have a very exciting show for you this morning. I'm at Lincoln Middle School right now. This is pre-recorded. And I'm being a part of something that I can't even imagine. It's career day. I've been asked to come back to my home middle school and give a presentation about my career. And I said, what's a better way to do that than to interview the students? And so I'm here with Maddox. Maddox, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
So talk about, first of all, what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. And what do you like most about being at Lincoln?
I really like a lot of the students here, and especially choir and STEM.
Choir and STEM. Wow, STEM is really interesting. What inspires you about STEM?
I get to build stuff, and I'm really into science and creating things because my mom always gets mad at me for ruining her bath towels. Because I just make stuff all the time in my house for no reason.
But see, I'm glad that you do that because it's always great to make things and create things because then you'll be making bigger and better things as you move along. So what about choir? Why did you get involved with that?
I love singing.
Who's your favorite singer?
My favorite singer I listen to different varieties. I really love rapping. I usually listen to Eminem, MF. I listen to a lot of bad music.
Well, Eminem too, yeah. Folks. Legends never die. See, that's what we have learned here today. If you're listening at home, legends never die. So what about Eminem? I mean, I'm curious. How'd you even discover him? On streamings, on Spotify, YouTube?
Ever since I was little, I would listen to him. Yeah.
Parents?
My parents, yeah.
Wow, cool, cool, cool. Well, Maddox, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have another student right after this. We are now here with Ayana, who is also a student here. Start with your grade.
I'm in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. And what do you like about being here at Lincoln Middle School?
Well, one of my favorite parts is, like, the teachers are, like Miss C and Miss Thomas and Miss Hill, Miss Coates. There's like, they're all like, if you need help, they're going to be there for you. Like, even like if you're having a bad day, they'll bug you.
You're the second person I ran into the hall and they said that they absolutely love the fact that the teachers are so close. They take a personal stake. And do you feel that they care? I mean, obviously you feel that they care about you.
Yeah, I do. It's just like, if like you're having a bad day, they're come up to you and ask you like, are you okay? You want to talk? You want to hug? It's just like, it's really helpful sometimes.
Well, thank you so much, Ayana. I definitely appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We are now here with Ivory in Mrs. C's classroom on Lincoln Career Day, of which I have been asked to be a part of. It's just still humbling. So Ivory, let's talk about you. What do you love about Lincoln Middle School?
Choir and English.
Choir and English. That seems to be a big favorite. Well, I asked earlier, about favorite singers. Who do you love listening to? Who inspires you?
Eminem, Spice Girls.
So the Spice Girls. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. How'd you even discover? I mean, again, legends never die. How'd you find out about the Spice Girls?
My grandma, they had a CD, they had a case of CDs that I could just listen to. They let me take the CD home so I could just play it. And I really liked their songs, so I continued listening to them.
Well, you know they're going on tour this year, the Spice Girls, without, I think it's Posh Spice? Yeah, she's too good for them now with Mr. Beckham. Well, thank you so much, Ivory. Definitely appreciate your time and for being on the show. Alrighty, I'm here with Tyler, who is another student who is here at Lincoln Middle School. I'm guessing, in sixth grade as well. What do you love about Lincoln Middle School?
I like STEM and math.
Math, okay. I'm terrible at math. I mean, I just am absolutely horrible. What do you love about math?
I like how I've always got how the questions are, and I'm really fast at doing the math problems.
Okay, I'm gonna make myself sound really dumb here. What's your favorite type of math problem?
Division.
Okay. Great, excellent. What would you like to visualize for yourself? Do you want to be a math teacher? Do you want to be a mathematician working for a company?
No, I've always wanted to be an architect.
And very lucrative field. So you say you also like, architect. Are there buildings that you've looked at that you think are really amazing buildings?
Yes.
What buildings do you like?
There were some of them in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. What do you think is the best attribute about the teachers here at Lincoln?
That they're easy to work with and they'll help you if you need help.
And, I think that's so true. I mean, Artists was just a huge support system for me when I was coming here, and that they just absolutely, when I was going through something, they reached out and they did help me, and that's so critical. What's something you wish people outside of our community would, that you wish they would think about Lincoln? You know, that you wish that other people outside of Lincoln would feel about the school?
That they wouldn't think that we're really that of a ghetto school like people think.
Yeah. And, I mean, I've been here today, and it's far from that. I mean, it is just absolutely incredible. Thank you so much, Tyler. Appreciate your time and being on the show. Thank you. We are here at Lincoln Career Day. I'm Troy McDonald. This is Generation Now. And I've been asked to speak to the students at Lincoln Middle School, the school that I went to here in Kenosha. I'm here with Austin. Austin, you're in the sixth grade. What do you love about Lincoln?
Band.
because I like being able to communicate with people and playing an instrument.
What instrument do you like to play?
Barry sax.
Really? The saxophone. Do you listen to a lot of jazz music then to kind of, or where do you get your inspiration? Where do you find the songs to play?
I don't know. I just like playing saxophone.
So do you get sheet music from the school here, or how do you find the music to play, or do you just make up your own songs?
I get some music from the school, and then sometimes I like to go on the internet at home and find songs to play.
What is your favorite song to play right now?
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Black Pearl.
Wow, I've never heard that. Wow, that's incredible. Is that from the movie?
Yes.
Wow, incredible. What do you think about Johnny Depp? Do you think he's good as the, I don't even know the name of the main character. Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I should get into that. I really haven't. So you're a student here at Lincoln. You love band. What do you wish the community outside of Lincoln thought about Lincoln?
That it isn't a violent school. It's not exactly a drug school. Because people say it's a poor school, if that's the case, then how would people be able to manage to afford drugs?
Mm. Yeah, that's sad that people think that, because I've, as I said earlier in the program, this is an amazing institution that changed my life. And so I think it's so important for students like you that share a different story, share a different story. What do your family members think about you playing the sax?
I don't know. I never really asked them. Every person in my family, or my brothers and sisters, have all played an instrument of some sort.
Okay, so it's in your family. Are you the only one that plays sax, or do other people?
No, my cousin also plays a sax.
Okay, cool. So have you gone to him for tips, or her for tips, or?
Mm-mm, all the way around.
Oh, that's great. So what tips do you give?
Things involving embouchure and how to play higher notes and lower notes.
What is the most difficult thing that people don't get about playing an instrument that you think?
I can't really think of anything that would be too hard on an instrument to play.
Well, see, it's funny you say that because I don't play an instrument and I'm terrible. I tried doing piano for like 2 weeks and it was absolutely terrible. Well, thank you so much, Tyler. I appreciate you being on the program, and I wish you continued success in all your studies. Thank you. And we are back here on Generation Now. I am Troy McDonald here at Lincoln Career Day, where I was a student, and now I've been asked to speak. I mean, talk about full circle. I'm here with Dominic, who is a student here at Lincoln Middle School. How are you doing?
Good.
So talk about your experience here at Lincoln. What classes do you like?
I like many different. I enjoy reading, science, social studies.
What is the most challenging for you?
Math.
Yeah, same here. There was a kid in a previous session who just loved math. I said, nope, I'm good. What's your favorite thing in social studies that you're studying?
Probably learning about different kind of continents and countries.
Right, and just really how everything is so interconnected, how our success here helps others or hurts others, so that's very interesting. What do you do in your free time?
Play video games.
What's your favorite video game?
I don't have one.
Yeah, Fortnite seems to be the big one here. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dominic. I appreciate your time. We're here with Jossiel, who is also a sixth grade student. How are you doing?
Very much good.
So talk about your experience here at Lincoln.
It's been great so far.
What's been great about it? Is it the teachers? Is it the community?
It's the community, because people are sometimes nice, but little people are mean, which is mostly nice.
It's mostly nice kids. Yeah. What's something that you thought was nice that someone did that you saw around the community here?
What I saw was some person was walking in the hallway picking up stuff.
Trash and debris? Oh, that's really cool. That's nice. So what do you want to do? What subjects do you like here at Lincoln?
I like math and I like social studies.
Math. Okay. I'm going to ask this question to you. What's your favorite problem to solve in math?
I got to go with fractions.
Okay. I'm good on that one. So do you want to be like a mathematician? Do you want to teach math eventually? Or is it just a personal hobby that you like?
It's just a hobby.
What's something that you wish people outside of Lincoln would understand about Lincoln? Maybe a misunderstanding.
That Yeah, people think that this is a bad school, but it's really not. It's sometimes nice, and sometimes it's like a little bit tough, but mostly nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm here with Lucero. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are a sixth grade student here at Lincoln. What do you love about Lincoln?
I like how it's like a, it's like there's different people who come here, and yeah.
So that it's a diverse kind of group of people. Why do you think that's important? Do you think that's important to have different groups of people around?
Yes.
Cool. What do you love about Lincoln the most? Is it the community? I mean, there's just so many great people here in this community. What's a great story that you saw of someone doing a kind thing here?
Well, the kind thing, like in May 31st, we're doing this cancer walk.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, and just to have the students involved. I didn't know they had the students involved doing that. So are you going to be walking in that, or you know people who will be walking in that?
I don't know yet.
Okay, cool. But the fact that they have it is still pretty cool. Thank you so much for being on the show. Appreciate it. I'm here with Stefan, who is also a sixth grade student. How are you doing today?
Good.
Favorite classes here in Lincoln?
ZEMCAS and science.
Science, again, a lot of people have just, I'm really inspired by this. So many kids have said science is one of their favorite classes, because that was definitely not one of mine. What stands out about science for you?
Because I get to do projects and do lots of stuff in science.
So what about Lincoln has been great for you? Is it the people? Is it the community?
The people.
And how have the teachers been? Have the teachers been helpful to you? Have they been nurturing? I'm sure they have. They were for me.
Good. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
I am here with Genevieve, who is also a student. We're interviewing students all day on Generation Now. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is WGTD HD 91.1 FM. So Genevieve, talk about your experience thus far today. What has it been like at hearing all about these different careers?
Good.
What has been interesting? Have you learned about careers that you might be interested in, or is it just taking in all of the information?
I've learned about things I want to do, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Favorite subjects?
Reading.
Is there a book you're reading right now that's interesting?
Yes.
What's that book?
The Mark of Athena.
Oh, really interesting book. Really interesting book and subject matter, too. Thank you so much for being on the program. Appreciate it. Alrighty, we are back here. I'm here with Hunter, who is a student. What has it been like throughout Career Day today?
Career Day has been very interesting. I've learned about a lot of the jobs that people have had.
Yeah, and you were talking about that you wanted to be an engineer. What about being an engineer fascinates you?
Robotics engineering fascinates me. I'm really into technology and robotics.
Wow, and see, that's such an important field as companies build more robots for different things, so that's going to be really interesting. Have you built a robot before? I know there's competitions that allow students to do so.
Not yet.
Yeah. I'm sure you've done a whole bunch of research.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing you like science and math here.
Yep.
What are you studying now that's piquing your interest?
Right now it's science.
Okay. What in science? Is there a certain matter in science? A certain field, subject?
Not really. I like all science.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm done with all science. So about a lot of engineering requires math. Are you good at math, the math side of it, or is it just the building part that you're interested in?
I'm good at math. I'm in an e-school program, which is for advanced classes.
Oh, great. And so what are you studying in that class?
Right now we're doing right triangles and the Pythagorean theorem, I think that's how you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Missy, apparently, I don't know how to say that either. I mean, I'm good with that. Yeah, I was not good at math at all. So, do you have any brothers or sisters? How has the family taken to that you've already made your decision that you're going to be an engineer?
My parents think it's a good idea, since it's probably going to be a big thing in the future.
Yeah, great. So, thank you just so much for being on the program, Hunter. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're listening to Generation Now. I'm Troy McDonald. I'm here at Lincoln, where I've been all morning long talking to amazing students who are so inspiring to me, and I know that they are inspiring to all of you listening at home. I'm here now with Brandon, who is a sixth grade student. How are you doing?
Good.
So talk about your experience today with Career Day. What has that been like, going to all these different classrooms, Have you learned a lot of information that you will take away?
Yeah, my first one was paramedic and firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also really interesting to me because I think that maybe I'd like to become one.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Paramedics are so desperately needed. It's a really tough job. That's awesome. What classes do you like studying here?
English.
English. What about English fascinates you?
Just all the different books that I've read and just in general.
What is a book that you've read this semester that you loved, that you thought was great?
Throne of Glass. I'm actually reading the entire book series. I'm going through with that. So it's...
Well, Throne of Glass, I haven't heard that. What is that about, like in about 5-10 seconds?
An assassin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but see, those are really good books, and they're fiction. Let's make note of that, they're fiction. So what would you think, what do you think people misunderstand about Lincoln?
They think it's a bad school because, you know, it's not exactly in a very good area, but it's better than people would really think.
And see, that's something I hope you listening at home are taking away, is that these kids are absolutely incredible, and they realize that energy. They feel that energy, and you are doing everything to prove them wrong. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I'm now here with Blake, another student from Lincoln Middle School. How are you doing?
Good.
So talk about, we've heard from several students talking about their career day. What's been interesting to you?
The last session I was in, we were talking about art.
Oh, cool. And what was the art? Was it like digital art or hand painted?
It was hand painted and some digital art.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. There's a really great art scene, as our listeners know, in Kenosha. Great art community. So many dedicated artists. So what do you like studying here?
Science is probably one of my favorites.
Right, and you mentioned earlier in my earlier presentation that you wanted to work with computers. Is that tied into science, I'm guessing?
Yeah, in science we do some projects where we have to work on the computer.
Great, and is that, I'm guessing it's not too challenging for you, you kind of understand, or does it push you to think about new things and new concepts?
Yeah, it does push me to think more about what's going on.
So you want to work with computers, do you want to make computers your own, or do you want to... How do you kind of see that working out?
I don't know. I want to work more so on a computer.
Oh, okay.
And maybe a little bit on how the computer works.
Great. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have 3 sisters.
Oh, wow. So you're the only boy. How is that?
It can get kind of annoying at times when they're all trying to bother me at once, but I can deal with it.
Are you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Okay, so you're a big brother. Yeah. That's cool. We've asked several students today about just the misunderstandings that people have about Lincoln. What would you say about that?
Lincoln is a fine school. It's more so the neighborhood and racial stereotypes people have.
Wow. And you understand what that means. Wow. What do you think adults should do about that?
I think they have to change themselves first before they can change everyone else's perspective.
You're absolutely right. We have just gone to church, people. Blake has been preaching. Thank you so much, Blake. Appreciate it. How incredible was that? Hearing directly from these students. Wonderful. I so much enjoyed it, and I hope that you did as well. I want to thank Starlin Daly, the principal at Lincoln, for being on the show, as well as all of the middle schoolers who I had the honor and privilege of talking to. This episode of Generation Now will be archived on our website, wgtd.org, on the Generation Now page. Until next time, bye everybody.